This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Another thing that people who 2 weeks ago had jobs but now don't have, another thing they have to worry about is how they are going to get health care coverage. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
1 week ago, Sonia Zanotti was laid off from her job as a bartender in Washington, D.C. She's scrambling to apply for unemployment, figure out how she'll pay rent, and what she's going to do about health insurance since her employer stopped subsidizing it on April 11th.
Which is probably the scariest part of it for me, because we're going into a pandemic.
She figures she'll get insurance on the healthcare exchange, but in the past, that's cost her $400 a month for a plan with a $4,000 deductible. She hasn't figured out if she'll qualify for Medicaid, but for now, COBRA is just too expensive.
I don't think I've ever been this scared about my financial situation before.
But at least her former employer has paid for insurance for the next month. That's what Asher Schofield is doing for five former employees of his shuttered gift shop, The Frog and Toad, in Providence, Rhode Island.
Not being covered at a time like this is very scary, and we just want to make sure that everybody's taken care of through this.
But even before the pandemic, more than 27 million people in the U.S. had no insurance. That includes many part-time, freelance, and gig workers who don't get health care or other benefits through an employer, but might not qualify for public assistance.
What is transpiring now is underscoring the critical need for us to refashion the social safety net.
NYU business professor Arun Sundarrajan says the reliance on traditional full-time employers to deliver safety net benefits for workers was breaking down long before the current crisis. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.